Backseat Box Office, the results show for episode 110, the weekend of October the 26th through the 28th. This is a podcast where we go through the results of the weekend's box office, compare that to how people have predicted the results will be. Now, we do want to go ahead and take a look at the actual box office returns, movies 1 through 5. This past weekend, we have Argo coming in at number 1, Cloud Atlas at number 2, Hotel Transylvania coming in at 3, Paranormal Activity at number 4, and then Silent Hill coming in at number 5. Now, there are a couple other movies mentioned in the predictions. We'll get to them as we get to those predictions. Now, we give everybody a score of 25 points. The closer you are to getting your predictions spot on, the closer you get to keeping that full 25 points. Did anybody score 25 points this week? No. Our highest score this week comes from Tony. Now, does he still maintain host status? No. But he's still a producer. He actually is the backseat producer. Go figure. Let's go ahead and listen to his voicemail for his picks.
Hey, box officers. This is Tony. Just want to go ahead and get my picks. I'm going to go with Argo at number 1. Hotel Transylvania at number 2, Cloud Atlas at number 3, even though it's got a lower number of theaters, I think it's got enough buzz behind it that it's going to push it up, at least above my number 4 pick, Paranormal Activity 4, mostly because they both have a 4 in them. And then finally, I think I'm going to go with Silent Hill Revelation. It's the opening scary movie this weekend, but I don't know. It's Silent Hill. It's a video game movie. I'm not holding my breath. And then finally, for my backseat indie box office pick, I'm going to go with The Loneliest Planet. Thanks, and keep up the great work, guys. See ya.
So to recap, Tony put Argo at number 1, Hotel Transylvania at number 2, Cloud Atlas at 3, Paranormal Activity 4 in 4th place, and then Silent Hill in number 5. Now, of course, those were correct except for 2 and 3, which were actually 3 and 2, so 1 point off per position there. And we move on to BD. BD gave us Argo in 1st, Cloud Atlas in 2nd, Silent Hill in 3rd instead of 5, so that's 2 points off, Paranormal Activity 4 in 4th, got that right, and then Hotel Transylvania in 5 instead of 3rd. So that's a 21 you have, BD. Good job. Kugron, you are the next in line, also with 21. We go with Argo in 1st place, Cloud Atlas in 2nd. Congratulations on that. You put Paranormal Activity 4 in 3rd, Silent Hill in 4th, and then Hotel Transylvania in 5th instead of 3rd. So that, once again, is 21 points. Moving down the line, we go to Jeff. Jeff gave us Argo in 1st place, Hotel Transylvania in 2nd instead of 3rd, Silent Hill 2 in 3rd instead of 5th, Paranormal Activity 4 in 4th place, and then Cloud Atlas in 5th instead of 2nd. Next, we go to Art. He has a voicemail. Let's go ahead and listen.
Hey, this is Art calling in picks for me and Nick again. I'm going to go with Nick's picks first, being as the new guy kicked me in the dirt. He was very happy with himself. So anyway, Nick's picks are Paranormal Activity 4, Silent Hill, Argo, Hotel Transylvania, and Funside. And as for myself, I'm going to go with Argo, Silent Hill, Cloud Atlas, Hotel Transylvania, and Paranormal Activity 4. All right, thanks a lot. We'll see how it goes. I think it's going to be a bloodbath.
To recap Art's picks, we have Argo in 1st, Silent Hill in 2nd instead of 5th, Cloud Atlas in 3rd, Hotel Transylvania in 4th, and then Paranormal Activity in 5th place. That's a total of 19 points, Art. Very proud of you should be very proud of yourself. Then we move on to Mrs. Beast. She put Paranormal Activity 4 in 1st place instead of 4th. Now that's 3 positions off. That's 6 points because it's a 1st place pick. Cloud Atlas in 2nd, Argo in 3rd. So that's 2 points. Hotel Transylvania in fourth instead of third, and then Taken 2 in fifth. Now, Taken 2 actually came in sixth place, so that's 1 point, being one position off from fifth. We then move to Uriah, also put Paranormal Activity 4 in first, Silent Hill 2 in second instead of fifth, Cloud Atlas in third, Argo in fourth place, and then once again Taken 2 shows up in a fifth place spot instead of sixth. So Uriah, you got an 11 with your score. Next we have Tad. Let's go ahead and listen to his voicemail.
Hey, this is Tad calling with my picks for this week. I am going to go with, that's kind of a tough pick, but I'm going to go with the Halloween picks this week. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Argo at number one. I'm going to go with Silent Hill 2 at number two. I'm going to put Cloud Atlas at number three. I'm going to put, let's see. I think I'm going to go with Chasing Mavericks at number four. I'm not really sure about that one, but yeah, I'm going to go with that. And then I'm going to go with Paranormal 4 at number 5. It's kind of a hard week, but hopefully everybody will do well, and hopefully I won't do too bad. All right, thanks for the show, and talk to you next week. Bye.
To recap Tad's picks, we have Argo in first place, Silent Hill 2 in second, Cloud Atlas in third, Chasing Mavericks in fourth. Now, Chasing Mavericks came in 13th place, and so that's 9 points off. Paranormal Activity 4 is in fifth place, according to Tad's picks. That's 1 point off, so you have an overall score of 11. That Chasing Mavericks really hit you, Tad. What can I say? I feel for you. No, I really feel for you. Father Beast is next. He puts Silent Hill 2 in first place. That's 4 positions off, so that's 8 points. Cloud Atlas he got right in 2nd place. Paranormal Activity 4 in 3rd place, that's 1 position off. Then another movie that debuted this weekend, Fun Size. Now, Fun Size came in at 10th. So with that, that's 6 positions off, 6 points off. And then Taken 2 in 5th, you put Father Beast, that came in 6th once again. So that's a total score of 9 points. Now, usually when the points get down this low, I like to finish things off because we have no more picks. I'm sorry, the picks go on. We move on to Art's friend Nick. Now, I'm not going to replay Art's voicemail because you've already heard it. Nick gave us Paranormal Activity 4 in first place. That's 6 points off right there. Silent Hill 2 in second place, that's 3 points off. Argo in third place instead of first, that's another 2. Hotel Transylvania in fourth place, so that's 1 point off. And then once again, Fun Size shows up for fifth place in Nick's picks. That's 5 positions off. Nick, you have a total score of 8. Do we dare go on? Lena gave us Argo in first place, then Silent Hill 2 in second, that's 3 points off there. Fun Size in 3rd instead of 10th, so that's 7 points. Cloud Atlas in 4th instead of 2nd, so that's another 2. And then Lena rounded out her top 5 with Chasing Mavericks, so that's another 8 points off. You have a score this week of 5. Mentally gave us Paranormal Activity 4 in 1st, Fun Size in 2nd. I know this is difficult, folks, but I'm not done yet. Silent Hill in 3rd place, Argo in 4th, and then Taken 2 in 5th place. Once again, mentally, just like Lena, you also have a 5. I think at this point, even though we have 2 more people that sent in their picks, I'm just going to move to the leaderboard. I'm sorry, I'm getting word that I have to relay all the picks, so I'm sorry, Scott. Scott picked Paranormal 4 in 1st place, Silent Hill in 2nd place, Chasing Mavericks in 3rd, Fun Size in fourth, and then Argo in fifth. Now, Scott's picks bottom him out at a zero. If we didn't have the standing Dylan Dog rule, I believe it is, he would be sitting with a minus four. Now, usually, I would be okay with Scott choosing this as his picks, but William, our final person for the week, before ever listening to the regular show, before looking at any information on the internet, William tweeted, blind ditto, Scott. And so that means William also bottomed out at zero. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, William's probably not going to be blind dittoing Scott anytime soon. Just saying. Then we move on to the leaderboards. For the leaderboards, we have BD in first place with an average score of 22. Then Tony coming in with a 21 for his average score. Then we have in third place Cougaron with a 20. Art and Jeff are tied for fourth with 19 points, an average score. Then Uriah in sixth place with an 18. Tad in seventh with a 17. Nick in eighth place with a 15.5. Lena in ninth place with a 15. And then the Beasts, Father and Mrs., are together tied for 10th with an average score of 14 points. Now, moving on to the movies coming out this weekend. We have a few movies. We have Wreck-It Ralph, Man with the Iron Fists, and Flight. Now, of course, since it is the regular show's job to go through the details of what the movies are, what they're about, I'm going to let them do that. But because I don't want to run into a situation where I'm just blindly dittoing someone, these are my picks for the weekend. Coming in at number one, we have Wreck-It Ralph. Then we have Man with the Iron Fists, Argo in third, Flight, and then Cloud Atlas coming in with fifth place for my picks. That's it for me. Have a good day. Have a good week. Have a good weekend. Happy predicting.
Hey, guys. So, first week instituting a new game and knocked it out of the park. Yeah, buddy. Take that, Tony. Pick it first, so I win. Done. Oh, crap. I forgot the name of the movie that I was going to pick.
I have no idea. This week is not nearly as easy to choose as last week, because these movies, none of them have to do with a paraplegic in an iron lung getting laid. Who knew that that was going to be so damn successful? Well, I did. My pick for the week, this week, I think I'm going to go with The Loneliest Planet. It's pegged as a thriller. It has no theater counts, so that's a little terrifying. But apparently it's about a couple that goes on a hike with a guide, and then something terrible happens, and they have to come to grips with that and with each other or something. I don't know. All the reviews are like, if we tell you anything about this, it spoils the whole thing. So I was like, oh, that should be amazing. But anyway, that's my pick for the week. Talk to you guys later. Have fun. Bye.